I could talk about it until someone else talks about it, and that's what I'm saying. God, Joni, hold on just a minute. Oh, my God. Get ready here for the show, get my show notes. Names. I've been talking to everybody. Clarice Waddington Patty came over today, wanted to sell me some Tupperware. I said, Clarice, I can't do that right now. I'm having a meeting with Reginald Glaring and Ronald to go over my new show at Shoe Shoes and the Sununu Room at Flulu's in San Diego. And in case you're Hi everyone, welcome to Astrolava. I'm Catherine Damian Amalou. I'm going to read you the planets in just a minute, even though I don't care. Do you? So anyway, what I was saying, Johnny, was Clarice Waddington Patty is one of these in-your-face but in-skewed ladies who likes to introduce herself to new people she meets by bringing over a bundt cake. And it's like, Jocelyn, please answer the door. I'm not talking to her. So Jocelyn got it, and the woman brought over a bundt cake, and it's like, this is all about Clarice Waddington Patty. It's not about the bundt cake or you. It's all about Clarice. And I told Devura Gamboa all about that at my homeowners association meeting. For a lot of people who don't know, I am now the homeowners association president down here in my little community. And I've got people who really are glad that I am that president. Gloria Limpid and Chad Dulridge cast the deciding votes, and I won. Ta-da! So I'll get into all that other stuff later. So let me go over the planets after I take a sip of my box wine and ice from Bennigan's. I'm back on the wine, you guys. It's been a tough week, I'm telling you. Emphysema cough. I never should have quit smoking. It probably would have healed it. We were coming back from the desert because I was doing something out there, and I'll get to that in a minute. But when we were coming back, all this traffic, you know, and I'm in my limo with my darkened out window, so no one can tell that it's me, even though it is me. And people driving slower than hell on the way back, and then all this traffic coming in, we saw police squad cars, police SUVs, strange, weird-looking fire trucks that I've never seen before, the color green. I don't know what that's about. So we got out of there just in time. I don't know what happened. I'm not checking the fire maps to see if it was a fire or an accident because I'm not caught up in that drama. Okay, so the sun is in Cancer, moon is in Libra, Mercury, and we weren't caught up in the drama, you know, because a lot of people were getting stuck in traffic behind those accidents. And I said, to hell with that. I'm so glad we're not even going that way. Let's stop talking about it and stop where... So the moon is in Libra and Mercury's in Cancer. Venus and Mars are both direct in Leo, isn't that fun? And the other thing that I thought about, Johnny, was that traffic going to the desert... They're going to miss the dinner hour and the cocktail hour, you know, and they're not going to be able to see the new singing sensation, Rodrigo Margarita Tequila Hernandez, at the taco shop. He's performing there with his banjo or his guitar, his juice harp. I don't know what he does. Okay, so anyway, Jupiter is retrograde in Pisces, Saturn retrograde in Aquarius, Uranus is not retrograde. It is direct in Taurus. But I told Jocelyn, you know, let's not even worry about missing Rodrigo Margarita Tequila Hernandez. Because, I mean, after all, what the hell does he know? He didn't see me perform in the Sununu Room of Shoe Shoes after all those rehearsals at the Rancho de los Ranchos Villa de la Ranchera. So screw Rodrigo Margarita Tequila Hernandez. Not putting up with this crap. Neptune is retrograde in Pisces. Pluto is retrograde Capricorn. Chiron retrograde Aries, true node retrograde Gemini. Let me look at this chart. What's going on? Wow, you guys. Okay, Pluto in Capricorn, squaring the sun. Oh, I have one of those little boogers in my chart. I'm telling you, sun square Pluto. That's why I am so creative, because I know exactly what to destroy with my creativity. And the moon is in Libra. Well, that's kind of boring. And then what do we got here? Mercury in Cancer. Wow, protective and junk. So the ascendant's in Aquarius. And Saturn's in Aquarius. And that's bullshit. I mean, whatever the hell. So anyway, hold on. I'm getting a message from the CIA. Hold on. Oh, I have got to tell you something. I did not know this law existed because I was wondering, you know, like wondering, I was wondering in my brain, I was wondering. You know, so many people complain about communism in the United States, right? And Republicans are always just whining about it, just bitching and whining about it. And I was like, you know, I'm tired of all this bitching and whining on the right and on the left. But right now I'm talking about the right. And I was like, I said to Jocelyn, what the hell? You mean to tell me this country has existed all this time and they haven't found a way to make it illegal? And she said, no, Missy Catherine, it is illegal. I was like, how do you know that? Let me clear that. She knows so much that I don't know. It's very scary. Hold on just a minute. Jocelyn, are you out in the hallway? I can't smell her cheap deodorant, so I don't think she's there. Hold on just a minute. Jocelyn, are you there? Jocelyn? Okay, I think it's safe. So anyway, I looked. Well, she's not there. I can talk in my normal voice. Look at me. I'm just... Oh, hi, Jocelyn. No, I'm fine. Could you check to see if the birds outside are having a good time? Yeah, thanks. Okay, it's just the energy. You know, I just... Yeah. Okay. Get her out of the house. Hold on just a minute, Johnny. It takes about 10 minutes to get, you know, from one floor to the bottom floor. I have a tri-level house here in La Jolla. It's a celebrity mansion. Each floor is about 5,000 square feet. Okay, I just heard the front door shut. I don't want her to know that I don't know this, you know, with me working in the CIA and everything and all the stuff I know about UFOs. You'd think I would know about this. So get this. I'm looking out the window. I can see her right now. She's trying to do something with the birds. Except we don't have any birds. Okay, well, she's distracted. So, look, I'm doing it again, Johnny. I'm whispering like she's here. Like, you know, I'm the one in the CIA. I mean, why am I whispering? She should be hiding from me. So I looked up the law on this. Here's the law. This is real. You can look this up. At law.cornell.edu. 50 U.S. Code, subsection 842. Proscription of Communist Party, its successors and subsidiary organizations. Now, I'm just going to read this paragraph. It's not too long. It's not too short. It's just right. The Communist Party of the United States or any successors of such party, regardless of the assumed name, whose object or purpose is to overthrow the government of the United States or the government of any state, territory, district, or possession thereof, or the government of any political subdivision therein by force and violence, are not entitled to any of the rights, privileges, and immunities attendant upon legal bodies created under the jurisdiction of the laws of the United States or any political subdivision thereof. And whatever rights, privileges, and immunities which have heretofore been granted to said party or any subsidiary organization by reason of the laws of the United States or any political subdivision thereof are terminated, provided, however, that nothing in this section shall be construed as amending the Internal Security Act of 1950 as amended, 50 USC, that's United States Code, 781. Okay, and then a bunch of other stuff at the bottom. But so, communism is illegal. And I just thought that was very interesting. Very, very interesting. But, okay, so she's back inside now. And I'm going to clear that energy because, wow, I am just like with that psychiatric connection and my vibrational correctness. I think she's coming up the stairs. I'm going to sound like I normally do. And that's why I, think that Doodaloo, the musical that I was in, that was written by Uliuliuli and performed at the Sununu Room at Flulu's and the Bob Kilbasa and Crystal Rainey Foundation event at Shoes. What happened, Jocelyn, with the birds? Oh, really? That's too bad. See, I think it's the energy that drove them away. You might want to go back outside and try again. Okay, all right. And then the Rodrigo Margarita Tequila Hernandez, who wasn't at Rancho de los Ranchos, Via de la Ranchero. Okay, she went out the door again. I'm going to clear that. I can look out the window. There she's hooving around again, doing a dumb dance, looking like she's lost her brains. I should video this and post it and embarrass her in front of the entire world. But you know that Maids Anonymous group she joined? Do you know about that Maids Anonymous? MA. They go after you if you say something they don't like. I mean, they will get you canceled way faster than these communists and these leftists on social media. I mean, it's you don't mess with the Maids. They clean up shit that the CIA just dreams about cleaning up. Maids can clean up anything. The CIA, I'm not going to talk about it, but just the Maids know what's going on in the world, and a lot of people don't. So why am I whispering, Johnny? I'm so paranoid about my name. So anyway, callers, call in. Let's talk about topics. Okay.
Oh, hi, girlfriend. So I heard this news story about some dude who wrote a children's book that has the F word in it.
Oh, that's
it's something
tacky.
Like sharks have feelings too,
that's
or whatever.
Tacky, yeah.
And so, like, he was in one industry, and then he went in. Thinks he's a shark expert now, and
yeah.
He says we're not supposed to use the terminology shark attack because it offends the sharks.
Just drinking my wine, hold on.
And we need to stop using that because it also leads humans to believe that sharks are attacking the humans for
well,
no reason
are,
other than
but they
the sharks are.
Are
hungry, when in fact,
oh,
it's the people who are invading the territory of the sharks.
Oh,
like the shark is minding their own business.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got on this thing about snakes, that he thinks snakes are awful, disgusting, mean, nasty, evil creatures, but they, you know, they're on the land, they're not invading the shark's territory.
Right.
I kind of lost track, because I was like, what the F?
Stupid, you know.
Hello, a shark attack is a shark attack.
Oh my god, that's so dumb. I'm just...
What?
Okay, I think Jocelyn's coming back inside.
What?
That's a separate topic.
All right.
I'm going to cut cords on that, because those psychic cords are connecting into our energetic matrix.
Bogus.
It's like, that's bullshit,
stop.
Jonathan.
Yeah.
When a shark attacks me, which it doesn't.
Right.
Because I don't go in the ocean.
Right.
That's not what celebrities do. I like to go into a quality-controlled, climate-controlled liquid situation.
Yeah.
Whether it's water in the pool, or my saline hot tub.
Oh, nice.
I am not going into something that's filled with communist chaos like the ocean.
Right.
Trying to be politically correct with the way we talk about the ocean. The ocean is not going to get offended. And if it does,
well, I don't know.
Well, maybe it's not the fault of the people we think whose fault it is. Maybe it's these UFOs with their underwater bases.
Mm-hmm.
Spreading this political correctness through the ocean kingdom of animals, you know.
Well, see, that's the other thing, is that this guy is, like, suddenly a world expert on sharks' feelings.
Did he take an online course or something?
I mean, how do you know that a shark has feelings
and
that the shark gets offended when we say things like shark attack? I mean, just how do you measure that, you know?
It doesn't make sense.
It's, like, kind of like measuring the COVID vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
Is it safe and is it effective?
Right.
So, like,
that's right.
When we use this terminology now, he wants us to call it a negative interaction with a shark instead of a shark
it's
attack.
It's an attack.
So now
we
have to change the way we word things to sharks because
bullshit.
The sharks are getting offended.
No.
Believe that? That is so dumb.
No, I'm cutting the cords on that because this is just more fake news.
So bad.
Polluting the planet.
Stupid.
And now they're indoctrinating kids, teaching kids that they can't be attacked by a shark because the shark's feelings are going to be offended.
Right.
If you get a little nip, a little bite, you know, oh, it only took one of your legs off. You know, you've got two arms.
Right, yeah.
Oh, it only bit both of your arms off. Well, you still have your legs. Well, it bit half your body in half. And you didn't really need that anyway. I mean, you don't even like wiping your ass. So, you know, get used to the new normal.
Right.
Okay, you've been bitten in half by a shark, and it was not a shark attack. It was a negative interaction. Whatever. Oh, my God.
Well.
Okay, Glander.
Oh my gosh, I was coming down with the COVID today, you know, because I had the vaccine. And now they're saying the pandemic is happening with people who don't have the vaccine. And then two little governance snooper spies came to my door today asking if I've had the vaccine. I said, I'm sorry, what? And I just blew smoke right in their face. And they started choking and gagging and coughing and shit. And then they tried to show me a brochure of their vaccines. You know, they have a whole little kit of shots ready to give you the drugs right there. I said, you know, I'm not prepared to get connected to the 5G network. I actually read, unlike a lot of people. Glenda reads my QAnon newsletter that I pay $29.95 a month for. Sylvia and I split the cost on that. Sometimes I get the TV dinner, sometimes she pays for the newsletter. But there's all kinds of bullshit in that newsletter that they's not talking about on CNN or even InfoWars. I mean, this QAnon stuff,
oh
Catherine,
my God.
They're telling the truth about what's going on with the UFOs controlling our virus.
Mm-hmm. So, like, what kinds of things are you reading about in this QAnon newsletter? Because I don't get it anymore for different reasons.
Oh, so. God. Glenda, I didn't think you were into that QAnon stuff. I mean, what do you think about that, Glenda? I don't want to, you know, hurt your feelings. God knows we've already hurt the feelings of the sharks. But Glenda, I just didn't think you were into that crap.
Oh no, honey, I'm into all of it, you know. For like one of the things, and you can look this up, you guys.
Oh God.
You can look it up online. I looked it up and it's telling the truth. On that same website you was talking about, Catherine, law.cornell.edu.
Oh my God.
Where you can look up the United States Code. I looked up.
You did?
And, okay, hold on, let me get it right here.
This is very interesting.
How's the you start back over here about my radio?
Well, I'm very interested in this, Glenda.
Okay, right here.
Okay.
So in this month's issue, they were quoting on that law site, I said, the source is 28 USC.
Okay.
That's the United States.
Yeah, code. That's right.
Subsection 3002, and then in the parentheses is number 15.
Okay.
And here's that section 15 now. It defines the words the United States. Get ready for this.
Okay.
I shit my pants twice when I heard this.
Oh my God.
United States means.
I wonder where my mate is.
A. A federal corporation.
Oh my God.
B, an agency, department, commission, board, or other entity of the United States. Or C, the instrumentality of the United States.
Instrumentality.
Instrumentality.
But anyways, so the United States is a corporation.
Well, but
isn't that funny?
Not
it's
the way
right
you
there
think,
in the law.
But...
Well,
anybody can look it up. That's bullshit.
You know, there's a lot of rumors going around the internet, Glenda, that you don't necessarily need to pay attention to because they're not real. They're not true.
Right.
I mean, they're real in the sense that
it's fake news.
You know, you're reading a physical newsletter or a digital newsletter, and that's real. But what they're talking about is not real. It's lies, you know.
Well, that's like all this stuff about the Illuminati. I mean, you know, the Illuminati are like the quintessential secret society, always plotting bad things to happen. And, you know, this goes back to 18th century Bavaria, you know, to when society was more rational than it is right now, you know. And so everybody knows that, Glenda.
Oh, I know, that's on the second page of the news there right here. He's watching this interview with Steve Bannon. He talks all about what she said, this Bavarian stuff, and Adam Weishaupt was a professor. Can't talk and smoke at the same time. I usually can, you know, when I'm gambling. I have a ciggy in one hand and a drink in the other. I just need all that to relax me, because gambling is so exciting. you know, the lights and the colors and the sounds make me feel so good. So anyway, he was saying that, that kind of stuff, yeah, about the Illuminati. And that's real stuff, too. That's real shit. That's real mafia shit.
Oh my goodness, I have been waiting and waiting and waiting again to get on this line. And the Dumbbirds have not cut permanent phone lines. You know, I had a disaster today. I have been exploring and analyzing this washing machine that I have. Because every time I put something in there, you know, I put the gloves in there. And then they come out clean after I take them out and then put them in the dryer. You know, they's clean. So they go in dirty, but I swear nothing happens in there. And I think there's a demonic presence in Purdy's washing machine because it doesn't fill with water like the old washing machine. It's got like spit, like little bird spits and little teeny tiny, teeny tiny spittle drops of spit that supposedly cleans these clothes. I think I put more liquid detergent in there than water goes on. And then it spins all around making noise trying to fool Purdy. And it's just a spell with nonsense off the devil. And then they come out clean, but nothing happens. I sat there, I filmed it, I posted it on Instagram, on the Big Juju Media Instagram account today, and I proved it to the world. I show video proof that nothing is in Purdy's washer and nothing goes on in that washing machine, and yet the clothes come out clean every time. And Purdy don't understand that there's a demonic presence in my washing machine.
Yeah, so I used to think it was, you know, which Bible you use. Now I'm beginning to think maybe you're doing some kind of controlled substance.
Drinking,
you know, otherwise known as drugs. Are you on drugs, Pastor Man?
No.
What the hell?
Yeah, you're far out.
Oh, no, I'm not far out. I was talking to Darlene Taylor and Jessup Rogers, Jose, Mindy Wayne, Joanne Cantilever, and Gerald Glick the other night at our meeting. We had a whole meeting about this UFO special I'm trying to do with Jordan McNamara, and we're going to cover all these lies that is going on in the media about Dr. Fauci and supposedly being the first CEO of Moderna and all this other stuff connected to the UFO people and the mushroom people. And so I'm just getting my research ready for that show. And so, I think I just got focused on that washing machine and lost all my sensibilities and my brain went nuts.
Right.
Never happened to Pernian, but this time
really?
I think, you know, it's something I need to think about and maybe go see a doctor in the church to see what Pernian's problem is.
Oh my God.
You need to go to someone else to tell you what the problem is.
Oh my God.
I mean, you don't know what the problem is.
That really is a bad problem if you don't know what it is.
I know what it is. It's just, you know, too much junk going on in the world. You can't keep track of it, like I was saying. Reading here my QAnon newsletter about all this stuff going on, how they're doing these audits on the last election, and they're not even real audits. They're using UFO technology to not count the ballots. They're scanning the ballots to teach the aliens how to do elections on their home world and their other planets, and that's the real problem going on today, is no one's letting the American public know that we's working with aliens, and that's what them little UFOs swarming them Navy ships was about, the Tic Tacs. And is these alien Tic Tacs trying to learn how we vote, because they don't vote on their planet. They just use psychic powers with each other because they're big heads, and they got them bug eyes, them alien eyes, and they communicate with telepathy. And I thought that was real interesting, because I thought maybe they was communicating with me the other night when Sylvie and I was watching Jeopardy and I almost solved the puzzle, which I never did. And I thought I had been abducted by an alien.
Wow.
You know, for a little bit.
You really need to go on News to News Radio and report that to Jordan McNamara, because he's all into this alien stuff, the UFOs, the UAPs, me reporting on all of that, and kind of like that, Glenda. I mean, seriously, if you've been abducted or had sex experiments, otherwise known as sexual experiments, done by the aliens, They want you to talk about it on the radio show, News to News Radio.
Well, but I'm also talking about there are so many people who are making these claims about Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates and George Soros and Jeffrey Epstein. They're saying that they all knew each other and Fauci and Bill Gates was roommates at Cornell. That's not true. That's not true. I looked it up on the Bible pages where Perna gets messages from Jesus, and I asked Jesus this, and he said it's not true. He said other things was true, but that wasn't true. So this says that Fauci and Bill Gates was roommates, that Fauci was the CEO of Moderna, that George Soros was the founder of Moderna that's doing these shots, and Jeffrey Epstein was the main investor of Moderna until his suicide. That was not a suicide, because Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
I heard that, honey. That's in my QAnon newsletter right here. And that video was seen 47,000 times on Facebook, and then it was canceled because it was full of lies, you know, and the government wants to watch everything we say. And if they don't like it, they just get canceled. Canceled, you know, that's what that Psaki press woman said from Biden, that they tell Facebook what they want said and not said, and if they don't like it, you disappear, probably to China, you know.
Well, you can't believe everything you see on social media, you know, whether it's Twitter or Facebook or YouTube, you guys. I mean,
oh, God.
You know, so what else did this study reveal, Pastor Man, about these lies with Fauci and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, like, where did you find this information? That's what I like to know.
Oh, it's on the internet. So everything on the internet is true. When I run it through my Jesus browser, I got a browser from Jesus and God for a period. And only the stuff that's true comes through. And then if it's a lie, it goes into the Satan box. And let's Pernod know, with like a little flame comes up. And depending on how big the lie is, it's like one flame for, you know, that's a little white lie. Pernod tell that sometimes in the ministry, just, you know, so people put more money in the offering bowls. I said, Pernod is so poor, I can't even afford to open the door to my short bus, let alone drive it anywhere, because it doesn't have any gasoline for the dumb birds to drive it. And then they just put more money in the offering bowl. So like one flame is a white lie. Two flames is a lie. That's a lie. Three flames is a bigger lie. That's, you know, that's bad. They're all bad. These all bad. But four flames is a bonfire.
Well,
and five flames is you practically at the gates of hell.
Get out
so
of the
you
way,
need to
y'all.
Do something because you about to burn to a crisp.
Wow.
With Satan right there ready to eat you.
Well, I usually just use Google or DuckDuckGo for
Same
my browser.
Here, yeah.
I've never heard of your browser.
Yeah, I usually use Google or DuckDuckGo, and then, of course, I have a CIA VPN that no one can get through. I mean, it's bulletproof. I mean, literally, I shot a bullet at it, and it blew up my computer, but I still had a connection.
Oh, that is righteous, girlfriend. Holy James Bond
yeah,
show.
Oh, my God, you're such a movie star, Catherine.
I am.
Now, like, you're a super spy. Do you have any exciting James Bond gadgets, you know,
oh, God,
like the
yes.
exploding pen?
No.
Or the umbrella
no.
that claws you down
no,
if you close
no.
it around your head and it eats you?
Oh, my goodness.
Do you have any of that?
That's not real. That's in the movies.
That's right.
If it's on the internet, it's real.
Oh,
but if
God.
It's in the movies, it's a lie. Probably three flames or four flames, something like that.
So anyway,
no,
Catherine,
no.
do you have any cool, sexy spy gadgets?
Oh, I do. Absolutely, I do. I have one of the world's smallest cameras that we all have. We got passed out. You know how when you go to the Oscars, well, no, of course you don't. But I know what it's like to go to the Oscars. I'm a celebrity. And so when I go to the Oscars and you get the gift bag, you know, without purchase, because you don't buy your tickets. I mean, nobody does that. You have to spend all your money on a dress. Anyway, so, your gift bag, you know, so at the CIA functions, we have little goodie bags, little ditty bags, little prizes, and, except the CIA, because, you know, it is the firm, it's done a little bit differently, they're a little bit different. The bags, you know, the gift bags that all your goodies are in at the Oscars are always out on the table, and you go by and you pick it up with your badge and blah, blah. The CIA, it's kind of like an Easter egg hunt at one of those forensic farms, you know, where the body parts are all strewn about the acreage and they're training new forensic FBI agents to find the bodies and solve the the murder. And so the CIA has one of those properties, and the dead bodies are, like, everywhere. And it smells, but, you know, we have a special thing for that to take care of it, so we don't smell it, right? Because, like, I'm wearing perfume. And then they hide your bag, and you have to find it. And then you have to unlock your bag with a secret code, but you have to decipher it using your super psyops stuff. And then I have a decoder ring. I mean, that's what I use. But a lot of times it's just that disappearing ink. You know, the lemon juice. You hold it under the candle. They make it fun. Lots of fun. And then, so in this bag, they had the theme this year was smaller than ever. So the camera, it's the world's smallest camera. It is literally, I'm not kidding, it is not bigger than the period at the end of a sentence.
Oh my God.
And this thing can record and transmit video.
Oh, okay. My God.
So, like, you could have one of these on you anywhere, and no one will be able to find it or see it or detect it.
Excuse me.
I have one of those.
Yeah?
In the gift bag, I have a lot more than that. I got a jar full of
them. Wow.
But that's the only thing I'm able to tell you about because the rest is classified, you know, kind of like that.
Oh my gosh. So anyway, getting back to what I was saying in my news there, Fauci was not the first CEO of Moderna because he got his medical degree from Cornell in 1966. Hold on a minute. Yeah, he graduated first of his class, and then he started working at National Institutes of Health in 68. And Moderna was founded four decades later in 2010 in Cambridge, Massachusetts, by this dude named Derek Rossi, Robert Langer, Kenneth R. Chien, and venture capitalist Noubar Afeyan. Okay, and Stefanie Bancel was appointed the chief executive officer of Moderna in 2011 and still holds that position. So, you know, Fauci's not with the Moderna. No, that's right. You know? No, and see, the other thing that I found out about in my Jesus browser when I was looking up the facts on these lies from Satan, it's getting all these flames, like three flames, four flames, five flames, flames all over the place. Well, anyway, so there's a 15 years age difference between Bill Gates, born in 1955, and Fauci, born in 1940. So they wasn't roommates in Cornell. They's not even twins. And they're also not trans. A lot of people don't know that, but Bill Gates is not trans. And Fauci isn't trans. They is still whatever we call them, the other thing these days, you know, the guys that have an appendage.
Oh, shit.
That isn't it.
No. A man.
Oh.
A man?
Oh.
I call him a man.
Oh, yes, a man, like Purdy and a man. Purdy and a strong alpha male man. That's what the mailman told me. Says I could deliver mail and get that job if I wanted to, but I don't like delivering letters. I like to speak the letters out of Purdy's mouth and from Purdy's brain, because I channeled that from that other goddess figure I don't want to talk about right now. Hula Zula.
Oh, my God.
Queen of the fish pits.
Yeah, can we just...
Anyway.
Yeah, let's move it along here. Get to the facts.
I wouldn't mind hearing about this Hula Zula chick. Can I get a ring?
No, Glenda.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, let's... So, Pastor Man, what else?
Oh, so that they was also claiming that Bill Gates invented the RFID thing, and he did not. And it just doesn't have anything to do with Bill Gates, this RFID technology that is in the COVID shots that connects to the 5G network and then the UFOs teaching them how to vote, Glenda. So all of that is not true. I don't know where you was getting your information, Glenda, but this is... Pernod had the facts on this and not whatever it is you getting. Well, no, I heard about this fake news stuff that they're saying that, that, what was it, George Soros ran this company called Farben, and then he disbanded it, but he never ran it. And because he never ran it, he also didn't disband it. He has nothing to do with it. And so that was another lie. And that Epstein was never a major stockholder of Moderna. And Epstein did not fund Bill Gates or Dr. Fauci. But Epstein was funding these undersea UFO bases.
Because the UFO people needed money to fund their spying operation on the Arizona audit so they could teach Homeworld how to vote.
No, I did hear that did come up in my Jesus browser. That got like 5 stars instead of 5 flames because that is true, Glenn. That is true. That is true. And that's because they was having secret meetings with these Arizona auditors at Trailer Joe's and Trailer Jane's, you know, the underwear swap place. Except Trailer Joe's is where you swap your leftover foods from supper and stuff like that. You don't finish your dinner, so you can take the leftovers to Trailer Joe's, and then that's where you can buy other people's leftovers. But Trailer Jane's and Trailer Don Juan's, that's the underwear swap meet, where you can swap out the underwear as long as you wash it first. And that's why I was looking in my washing machine, because I think I could make a few bucks if Pern had swap out some of my underpants.
Yeah, I heard that was a fetish going around, people swapping underwear. As long as it's not washed, I'm not into that shit.
No, you're right, that is some sick underground nonsense in certain communities, and they're trading them online, and it ought to be illegal because, you know, if they contain biological agents, I'm not going to mention any nouns, but, you know, then they're... That should be illegal.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Let's just, like, knock that shit off.
Well, that isn't Christian language, but pretty know what you're saying, Jonathan, because if someone has the panty skids, you know, and the tar varmints is left in the toilet, but they got the panty skids, and that is a biological weapon sitting right there with them skid marks from the solid comforts right in their underpanties,
gosh.
And that's why I do not shop for my underwears at Trader Don Juan's.
I only get things that are brand new, okay, and, like, clinically, pristine and sanitized, and I shop at Neiman Marcus. You know, in fact, I was talking to Bernice and Edgar Edward about this the other day. They shop there. They got the platinum card at Neiman's. And Danielle Riviera, I ran into that bitch. She and I go way back to Vegas. I had the better show, but she had, well, she had better costumes because she could afford it. She was banging Chad Gelridge, and Gloria Limpet knew about it, and they didn't do anything. And I called Michael Carson about that. He's one of those Republican lawyers. He was disqualified, though, from the bar because he had 2 first names.
Well, I know Gloria Limpet and Chad Gelridge. I was talking to them at the UFO meeting today, and we was going to meet at Trailer Joe's.
Yeah, if they're rich, then this has got Illuminati written all over it. You know how they're so well connected behind the scenes. Behind the scenes, and they show up at my door wanting to give me a shot in my ass. I just open my bathrobe and let it all hang out. I said, honey, where do you want to stick that shot needle? And, I'm just all cottage cheese. They turn around, and one of them fainted. And then the other one ran off. So I shut my door and that's that.
Yeah, so luckily... Wow. Lucky for me, I live in Brent. Yeah, you just got me speechless on that, Glenda. I'm glad I can't picture you with your bathrobe open, but, whatever. So in Brentwood, we live in a gated community, so it's I never have to worry about someone coming up to my door, you know, trying to give me a shot or, you know, bug spray or Tupperware or whatever it is they sell door-to-door these days.
Religious insurance, that's the new thing. That's what we're doing in the church. We sell insurance for religion because a lot of people feel like their religious rights is being violated, you know, especially with what's going on with the cancel culture. So I said, let's make a whole bunch of money and sell policies on... You can send in a premium every month, and we will insure your religion. And that way it's safe, and you stay free, but only if you pay. Now, if you go into default, then you don't have a religion anymore, and then we're going to have to cancel your policy. And then we charge you a forfeiture fee on that, and so you's punished. But you's not punished by Satan. So you can still get your religion back if you start paying the premiums again, but this time it costs you extra.
I'm so glad I don't have a religion to insure, because I couldn't afford it anyway. I mean, every time I pray for more money, it doesn't happen. You know, what's that shit about?
Well, Glenda, I have a theory about people that read QAnon newsletters and other sort of kinds of things. It's like, if you didn't, the time that you spend reading that newsletter, if you spent that learning something real, you could actually apply that knowledge and go make the money. Isn't that right, Catherine, making the big bucks? I'm just trying to work here.
Yeah, well, you can do that, but what I want to know, Pastor Man, is how do you know Darlene Taylor and Mindy Wayne? I look so fabulous in my dress. I was wearing a full-length sequin dress, trying on shoes at Neiman's. Bernice and Edgar Edward thought they were fabulous, and Danielle Riviera just came up. She was gnashing her teeth because I'm buying shoes, and she's not. And I was gorgeous, and she was in sweats.
Well, but, you know, the Illuminati has ties all over the place, and that's why we gotta be careful, and we really ought to just tell each other who he's meeting at these meetings, because if there's any crossover, they could have them interlocking directorships with their corporations, like you was saying, Glenda. I mean, for all we know, the Illuminati own the corporation of the United States, and we're just their slaves.
Oh, yeah, that's what one of the ladies I was following on Twitter, who was canceled on Twitter, she was suspended, and then they deleted her account because she was channeling Trump from beyond the grave, but since he's not dead yet, they were saying that she was lying, but she wasn't. She just misspoke. She wasn't channeling from beyond the grave. She was speaking literally. Well, he is beyond the grave, because he's not dead. He's not in the grave. They didn't understand, and she was speaking in a way that only I could understand.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, we won't even go there, Glenda. I'm sure that you understand all kinds of things that not even Trump understands, or Joe Biden,
well,
or anybody.
That's all right, Glenda. Pernod is holding your hand over the phone and blessing you. Jesus loves you, Glenda. You's not going to hell as long as you pay enough money in the offering bowl this Sunday night. Come to the fundraiser. We's going to do a fact check on UN Agenda 21, 2030. The New World Order is not a real document, then. That's being passed around right now in these newsletters you's probably paying for. Paying for smut, Glenda. You're throwing good money away on that, and you could be paying to Jesus. We's gonna run everyone's newsletters through my Jesus browser, and we're gonna see how many stars it gets. Now, if it's real truth, like biblical truth, then a little angel wing come up with like a halo above it, and that's like a Jesus makes a sound. You know, like when you turn the pages of a kid's book and Tinkerbell rings. This is different. This is Jesus sounding the horn, or Gabriel blowing the horn, the trumpet, or the tuba, or whatever that was. I couldn't make head or tail out of it. But we's going over Agenda 21 mission goals, part of the New World Order plan, the Illuminati. And that's going to run through the Jesus browser to see how much of that's true, how much of it's lies.
Oh, my God.
So you got to come, Glenda, and bring your checkbook.
Oh, that sounds good. Are we going to go over the 20 goals? I'm inviting myself because I'd like to speak on half of the 20 goals because I know there are 20 and I can cover 10 of them. I can be topless, no panties, only wearing the sandals. Going over 10 of the 20 goals comprised in the New World Order United Nations document. That's a big fake document, Glenda.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that is. It's a conspiracy theory that you might be believing in, Glenda, but it's not true. It's fake. It's a lie.
Oh, yeah. No, but they do have a United Nations with an agenda. I mean, that's real, you know. They're trying to work with the UFOs for this globalism thing, because if we become globalists and teach the UFOs how to vote, then we can be part of the one world order for the galaxy. And then the next phase is to have a one galactic order. But that's what this woman was channeling with from Trump from beyond the grave, even though he's not dead.
You know, I feel like I'm brain dead after listening to this show, and I'm having that sort of deja vu like I had a few shows ago. I don't know why I called in, because none of this makes sense, you know, to me. I'm just not, you know, I mean, I started off with shark attacks, and that whole, well, it's not a shark attack, it's a negative situation, because now we're offending the sharks. I thought that was lunacy.
Yeah.
But what you've been talking about, I think I need a beer.
Well, Jesus works his wonders in mysterious ways for God, you know, and Hula Zuna, queen of the fish pigs, was saying that sharks is getting sick. They're getting sick because the fish pigs has an agenda underwater, and they want everything in the ocean to be socialist, because that's the way to communism, and then that's currently, they don't have laws in the ocean the way like they do in the movie Atlantis with that fishman person, Aquaman, with the trident and all that stuff and his beard and the hair and pretty like the special effects in that. I thought it was very biblical. I could not get that to run through my Jesus browser to tell Pernod if that was real or not. I have a feeling that parts of that was lies. And so we's checking into that.
Right, it's a Hollywood movie. I'm sure there are more than one part of that that's a lie, because Hollywood lies about everything, you know. That's what Hollywood does. It's in the business. of like, like me. I'm so healthy because of my smoke shield around. I never get sick.
Wait a minute. So wait, are you talking about the movie Aquaman with Jason Momoa?
Oh my god.
Aquaman. Yeah, like, yeah. That's Aquaman.
That's Aquaman. So,
Catherine, help me out here.
What?
So, Pastor Man, you don't know if that's... You don't know how much of that movie is true? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so I don't know how much of it's true either because, I mean, there's Jason Momoa, but then his identical twin, Jerome Mimosa, who does costume changes, who's filled with style and choreography. He's my choreographist for my show Doodaloo the Musical, written by Uli Olulu in the Sununu Room at Flulu's and the Bob Kielbasa and Crystal Rainey Foundation VIP event at Shoo Shoo's. And I think that sometimes we were not seeing Jason Momoa because his brother is, you know, hard up for work and down on his luck. And Jerome Mimosa is gay. Some people are saying that. I don't think so. I think he just likes to wear pink all the time. He has a lisp. So what if he styles hair and does dance moves? But anyway, I think that there's a problem there between the two brothers. I really do think that Jerome Mimosa was playing... I'll say half the footage we saw in Aquaman was not Jason Momoa. I think it was his twin brother because he cares. Jason Momoa is all that. I think he's all that. But he was trying to give his brother a break, and I think that was it. And they just pulled the wool over our eyes. You know, even though it's a movie not about sheep, it's about a fish.
It is about a fish, but it's about a fish that is not biblically correct in the Bible. Because I could look that up in my biblical device and... get this going and see, it's not working. Well, see, the sun went down again. This is a solar-powered biblical device, so it only works when the sun's out. But anyway, so I know what you're saying, and it's just, I think we need to run that through my Jesus browser and see if Aquaman is true or false. That's basically what it'll tell us, you know, and then I got these LED lights that we shine on the screen to see if there are any decoded messages in there or messages that Pernod need to decode and tell the congregation on secret hidden messages of Satan in their movies. So that's why we starting to come up with a movie night where we's going to show movies and then I stop like every 5 minutes and tell them, now, what you think you saw is not what you done saw. I'm going to translate for you, and then I translate and relate the scenes. Every scene, every line of dialogue to a biblical scripture.
Wow.
And show them how Satan is influencing their lives.
I'm so glad you're not at my house for movie night.
Oh, God, you're my house. When she said, I was dying, and you're talking on the phone. So I was making popcorn. Yeah, I'm glad you're not at my house either, Pastor Matt, when I watch Jeopardy, because... I don't really want to know if that's evil or not. I mean, I get a big kick out of it. I like watching Sylvia, you know, get all stressed about trying to solve the puzzle. Or Wheel of Fortune, she always wants to spin again. And it makes her laugh.
Oh, that's not good. That's not good.
Well, I just don't want to know if it's bad.
Well, probably is bad, and ignorance is a sign of being under the spell of the nonsense off the devil, Glenda. We have seminars on that on Tuesday mornings. If you can come to the Tuesday morning ones in L.A., we're having them in Koreatown at the Denny's. You just come right in there, and I know you like your Denny's, and that's where we're going to do Tuesday mornings at Denny's in Koreatown in L.A. We're going to talk about these game shows taking over America. And people being swayed and lured by the devil with them commercials.
So, like, are you going to run everything through your Jesus browser on TV? I mean, you'd crash the economy if everyone stopped watching TV. I'm pretty sure we'd have a crash.
Yeah, there wouldn't be any industries like I would be working in, like car hostess, grocery specialist, your psychic for fashion and style engineering, or your pills and surgery sell-off coach. I've decided to turn that into a coaching program.
Really? I wouldn't be surprised if the Illuminati was... You know, making everything evil just so we could follow it. That way, you know, the public's always wrong again. You know. You know, I gotta get off the phone. It's almost time for my evening load. And I'm feeling constipated and blocked up. So I'm gonna say goodnight, you guys.
All right, Glenda.
Talk to you later.
All right.
Goodnight.
Goodnight. Well.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, I hope she she makes it to the bathroom in time. So, yeah, I don't really know about this Jesus browser. Did you check with your internet service provider to see if that's actually connected to the internet? I mean, is that even possible to check everything on the internet? So you're like your own little fact checker, is that right?
Oh, yes, and then we code all the pages. We redo all the pages. So it's like a separate internet. We take out the stuff from the internet now and then put it through the Jesus browser, and it spits out only the stuff that is holy. And that's for a fee, of course. So right now, we're starting with our opening price of $2,099 per month. That gets you the cybersecurity package with the full angel protection program and the halos. And now, if you want one halo, that's one level of protection. Of course, you know, that's not that much. You can still get hacked on that, but, you know, it's something. It'll do something. But I recommend the double halo, and that's the platinum package, and that's $5,000 a month. Now, we have high prices because we's not doing a Kickstarter program or any of that nonsense with investors. We want this money to go straight into the bank account of the Bahamas for the church, and this is a church fund that we got. Does not go to Perniad. It does not go to Perniad. Okay, I only bought two houses on the last fundraiser, not five, like some of these other mega churches do. Jesus, coming to get them. But Perniad not going to be left behind anymore. I saw the light on this, so I'm raising my prices on this Jesus browser protection program with the cybersecurity. That's where it's all going right now. You do not pay in Bitcoin. You pay in pure gold bars. And we do that transaction through another Jesus browser Perniad at the church, and we run that through Dubai. Mm-hmm. So we get them gold bars sent through directly the Bitcoin.
I love that.
So it can't be hacked.
You know, I was talking with Reginald Glaring and Ronald about this with Javura Gamboa, and I would like to go in with you on this next fundraiser with the halo and the double halo or whatever, because I was snooping around the pamphlets and marketing collateral for Rodrigo Margarita Tequila Hernandez, and I think that we ought to connect him to the real estate deal of Rancho de los Ranchos Villa de la Ranchero, because I got one square foot of that, and that's all I need for the tax benefits. It's like, I just need to own one square foot of something, and then I can start daisy chaining these properties, you know, and hooking them up with pure talent, like Jerome Mimosa, even though Jason Momoa thinks it's him.
I don't know if it is.
No, I think it's half Jason Momoa, half Jerome Mimosa.
I gotta run it through the browser.
But I'm into discovering new talent.
What? Hello?
Jocelyn, are you in the hallway? I smell your cheap perfume. What's going on?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you did? Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, well, that's fabulous.
What's happening?
Okay, good. All right, thanks. I'll be down a little bit for the fudge. She's making fudge tonight. I want to cut those.
Oh, that sounds good.
She's got some birds outside.
Holiness.
I told her the energy was off before and to go play with the birds and make them happy.
Oh.
And then she did. Isn't that stupid?
Wow, that's...
Whatever, I'm having fudge later. I don't care.
Well, as long as
yeah,
it's holy.
Fudge. So I'm going to go now because now I'm going to skip the beer and just go for a total plate of fudge.
Good for
so
you, Jonathan.
Talk to you later,
Bye, Jonathan. I hope he lays off the sauce because that's just full of sin and nonsense off the devil.
You know, Gina Lo Gigante is laying heavy on the sauce with Philip Robespierre Smith. I think they're having an affair.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my
that
show's
is full
over.
Of sin.
So,
what?
Pastor Man, I have to say goodbye.
Oh.
Wow. This was a amazing show. I'm going to have to talk to Rodrigo. Margarita Tequila Hernandez about this and see if I can bring him into the fold. Am I done? Oh, okay. Good night.